Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ catches up with Mason Moody, a young man that we have been following for quite some time in an illustrious bull riding career, not only in the Professional Bull Riders, the PBR, but at the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Mason has qualified for the PBR World Finals, the series of their sport, and is presently number 11 in the world standings in the PRCA bull riding, this time of the year with a long season to go. Now, the top 15 in the world earned their spot at the World Series of our sport, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Hello, Mason. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you again. Been a minute.
You know, the last time I interviewed you, you were still in high school, and you might be on the West Coast in California riding at an event Sunday night at the PBR, and then you showed up at school at 8 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah, it was definitely, I've had a good career so far. I mean, I was still in high school going to a couple events on the PBR, and you know, it's something that every kid dreams about, and to have it in your will is something I thank God for every day.
Yes, sir. How old are you now?
21.
So that's pretty cool to make the PBR World Finals and potentially the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Talk about that if you would.
I kind of did the PBR thing, kind of asked God where I want to go next in pro rodeo, and the yellow bucket suits definitely have a huge meaning in my life, and that's the goal. I mean, last year I tried hard, had an injury that slowed me down for a couple months last year, and kind of maybe cost me the NFR, maybe it didn't, but never know. And so this year we're definitely trying hard to make the yellow bucket suit.
Seemed like you finished 23rd, 29th?
Yeah, I think I 22nd or 23rd last year. So had a good year still, but didn't quite make it to the NFR. So.
Yeah, sir. Well, you're sitting number 11 with a long season to go, a full summer, but you're full steam ahead after the buildings in the winter, getting ready for the sun to shine in our first outdoor rodeos, except in the Deep South. What's it like being out there on the trail and really seeing it happen? Like tonight, you're winning the bull riding with an 82.5 at the Fargo Dome in Fargo, North Dakota, with another performance to go here. I mean, you're doing it. You're flying, you're driving, you're riding. What's it like?
Well, some days it gets really hard when you're having, you know, your slumps and you're not riding that good, but, you know, you just gotta look at it every day, one bull at a time, and know that tomorrow I can turn around, and you know, you just gotta have a positive attitude all the time, or otherwise you get down in the slumps and cause yourself to have them slumps. So, you know, you just gotta keep going one bull at a time and know that it's all in God's timing. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something you gotta break every one of these down and kind of look at them, take away, and try to get better for the next bull, but you also can't be, you know, drowning on these bulls that you've been falling off, because that just brings you down even more. So, I mean, you got to take it one bull at a time, but you also got to learn from the past and keep trying to get better and make yourself better every bull you get on.
And it's physical. How do you keep up with the physical demands when you're on the road with potential workouts and any gym time?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of time when we're on the road, we don't get a lot of gym time. You know, it's a lot of stretching before we get on. That's the only time we really have space to do a lot of stretching and stuff like that. But back home when I'm not rodeoing real hard, I work out, and then we live on a farm, so I work all day long, and that's something that I think is one of the greatest things for you, is, you know, you getting out there and actually working and working with cattle and being able to read cattle, so you just understand the game so much better. And you know, it definitely helps your body when you're, I mean, putting in fence or working cows, whatever it is. I mean, it's definitely helping you in the long run in the sport of bull riding.
Yes, sir. One more question I always ask: what can you share with the youth that are listening, for the young women or the young men? Anything that you can share with them that you've learned along the way to help them?
Yeah, I mean, always be with good people. Always have good people in your corner, and really respect your family. I mean, if it wasn't for my family, I wouldn't probably be where I'm at today. Listen to your parents, and you know, they do know what they're talking about even when you don't think they do. So, I mean, your parents are going to get you wherever you want to go in this world. Just respect them and treat them that way. So.
As words of our champion, South Dakota's own Mason Moody, presently number 11 in the world standings, number one at the Fargo Dome after performance number one. Mason, thank you so much. I wish you success, and God bless you, and we do want to see you in the City of Lights in front of those yellow bucket shoes.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.